Hey folks, welcome to IT Rockstars. This is the podcast, YouTube channel, wherever you're watching this. This is the show where we interview other IT providers, find out about their business, how they're running their business, how they're promoting and marketing their business. On today's show, we've got David Trifurio. I've probably said good that enough. Wrong now. Of Layer 2 Computers. He's based in Springboro, Ohio. Welcome to the show, David. First question right out of the gate.
Yeah.
I saw that you popped up on my radar like a lot of my guests do because you're using video to market your IT company. Why did you start using video?
Good question. I think that like in the IT realm, I think people like companies, they, you know, IT is kind of like an abstract thing. And so I wanted to kind of bring the human back into it. And that's kind of, if you go to our website, that's kind of, it's like bringing the human back in IT. Mm-hmm. We're not just like some mythical thing in the cloud. You know, we're actual human beings that come to your business potentially or work on your computers. And I figure what better way to kind of get myself in front of people than them seeing me and, you know, kind of getting to know me. And hopefully that will help them along the journey.
So it's more for that sort of human connection as opposed to...
Yeah, it truly is. You know, I don't mind being in front of a camera. I know it freaks a lot of people out, but I'm all for it. So, you know, I'm just looking for a different way to do things.
We're recording this just now. It's August 2020. It might just be a year like any other year by the time you're watching this in the future. Yeah. But it's an interesting year for the first experience. Did lockdown have anything to do with starting video, or were you doing this before lockdown?
I did little bits and pieces kind of on my, so I redid my website kind of over the lockdown because I was honestly kind of bored. And so I'm like, I'm going to redo my website. So I redid all of that. And I had kind of little bits and pieces of video here and there. And I was like, why aren't I doing more of this? Because they had quite a bit of engagement and I was like tracking my emails and stuff. And it's like, hey, I watched this video. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Why aren't I doing more of this? And I was just like, kind of like, so I just kind of realized that, hey, I should be doing more of this. And
okay.
You know, I was maybe doing one a month, and now I'm trying to do like 3 to 4 a week potentially is kind of the ultimate goal, but you know, not there yet.
Yeah. The main experience I've had certainly with video on LinkedIn is 2 or 3 usually works best. So when I first started doing it, I was doing it every single day. I was going like 30 days straight, putting a video out there. But they seem to get more views when you can just leave them up for that little bit before you post something else up. So
the algorithm doesn't push them down. It kind of keeps them
but
up a little bit.
That's all, you know, that changes all the time. So
yeah,
my experience can be taken with a pinch of salt, but that's certainly what I've seen from the algorithm. So yeah. The marketing piece, have you had any direct business from video? Can you track anything back to the video marketing that you're doing at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. And so I only really started like hitting it hard, I would say probably about a month and a half ago, kind of after my new website launched and stuff like that. And I've had some direct contact with kind of like some break fix work is kind of filtered in, but these are decision makers that then I'm building a relationship with.
Yeah.
And we kind of do both. We do break fix and kind of the managed services. And so once that relationship is built, it's a lot easier to get your foot in the door. we haven't like signed like a huge contract or anything like that directly from it, but I'm hoping long-term it will build into that.
Okay.
Just as any sales is, it's all relationships. So, yeah.
So how do you come up with the topics that you talk about? Because I think the last video that I watched of you, there was literally a bird tweeting in the background.
Yes.
Sounded actually like it was outside. It didn't sound like it was on the video.
Oh, good question. So yeah,
is that like is that a pet you have or is it?
So pepper? Yeah, me and my wife, we obviously have a 2.5-year-old, and then we do have a little puppy that we just got recently, and then I have a step parrot that I acquired through marriage.
Okay.
So yes, we have a little parrot named Sophie.
Okay.
And she tends to squeak in the background. I've actually never recorded one of my videos in my office. Normally I just sit at the kitchen table and do it.
Okay.
And she's kind of off camera, but like right over there kind of thing. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I do record them outside and, you know, and stuff like that. And so we live kind of on the side of a hill. And so there's, if you were to look at my window right now, I'm at like the tree tops. It's really pretty. So,
yeah. Okay. Sounds nice. So the topics then, how do you come up with them?
Oh yeah. How did I come up with those topics? So number one, I do a lot of just like what questions are coming to me via email or like forums on our website, or if there's something in the news, obviously, or I tend to follow a lot of other kind of IT Facebook groups and stuff, and mm-hmm. and they'll be talking about like an issue their clients are having, or I just thought of the idea, which not a brand new idea, obviously, but recording like a time-lapse video of us like upgrading a network. And okay. So I did that and kind of just put it's like 35 seconds long. It's like a before picture, the during, like the time-lapse, and then the after. And then I, you know, talking about the different benefits of,
okay. You know,
and then we also do every Friday, either I do it alone or I have one of my employees with me, and we do a week in review. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of highlight the cool things we did that week that might be interesting to clients. And then we also always highlight one product.
That's quite a neat idea, actually, because I certainly, you know, when you're marketing, going and telling everyone about your service, it's quite difficult for IT guys, because there's usually more than one thing that you're doing. It's IT or technology covers quite a wide spectrum, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. It's
trying to hit all of these different topics so that when that potential prospect sees, you know, they can relate to that problem or something, they might be having that problem. So
the cool thing about like the week in review that we realized last week that we're going to do this week, when tomorrow, since it's Thursday today, but tomorrow is we're going to talk about the week in review. And then I'm going to like, if the people are on LinkedIn, because we post the video at multiple places, LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube and stuff, but we'll comment to tag those people in the video. So then they can, you know, help with that engagement and be like, oh, this person used them. Maybe I should use them too. So hopefully getting that like kind of social proof around the concept, which I don't know if it'll work, really,
That's a really good idea, because when you tag them, then that goes into their timeline, doesn't it? And more than likely, they're going to press the like button and potentially comment on it and say, thank you for your help.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah.
You're coming up with all the advice here, David. So I should have mentioned this, because the whole reason for the podcast is basically to push the new book that I wrote. So it's called Video Marketing for MSPs. Yeah. So a lot of what David's talking about just now, all these tips that you're hearing, a lot of that type of information is in this book. So I've been doing video marketing for the last 2 years now, and it's specifically for IT companies, technology companies. And we also have a course as well that we run online that kind of, I guess the way you could explain is it kind of holds people's hand if they've just started out in video or if they are thinking about getting into video, and it's specific for IT businesses. So that's the plug, David.
Yeah, that's the plug. And I'm really intrigued by it, because I tend to, I'm really intrigued by it, and I do have some questions later and stuff, but like, you know, the handholding for me isn't necessarily like the key that I'm interested in. I'm interested in learning kind of the nitty gritty of what I can do to get my reach better, to get the Facebook marketing better or something like that. So I'm very intrigued, and I tend to, I tend to laser focus on one thing, and then that's how I roll.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. You know, it's broken up into 6 modules, and that is what the course is about. It's about getting the exposure. And there's certain things that I see a lot of people doing with video that if they did the 2 or 3 different things, they would have a massive reach. And a lot of people think, especially in the sort of business to business world, when it comes to MSPs, it's like, don't want to be doing, why would I be promoting my Facebook page? Why would I be doing video on Facebook when all my potential clients are on LinkedIn? Well, there's a really good reason for that. I'll get into that later with you, though, David. This interview is about you. So, So Layer 2 Computers, how long have you guys actually been in business?
So I started the company right before I went to college, kind of like right out of high school. It just purely started organically. It was like, hey, can you fix my computer type of thing? And I was that kid during school who was always doing something else that I shouldn't have been doing on a computer. Okay. And so turns out I was kind of organically, it just fit well with me, and I really loved it and really enjoyed it. And it purely was just helping friends and family. And then it kind of evolved into you know, hey, my friend's kid can fix this problem you're having with your computer. And so that was about 2007. So we're at 13 years now, I guess. And then it's just kind of slowly grown over the years. I mean, I remember looking back at, I used to keep my finances in just an Excel sheet, and it was like, yay, I made $200 this month. You know, I was out of high school. Like, that was exciting.
So it was almost like a hobby that kind of just turned into a business.
Yeah. And it turns out I really love the business side of it. I love the IT, but the business side is fascinating to me. And that's like really kind of what gets me excited and boiling. Yeah. I just love that.
So what part of that, you know, business, that's quite, what, is there something specific within there that you find interesting?
I like creating things that make other people's life easier. And that's really kind of what IT is all about. Yeah. It's about making people more efficient and better at what they do. Okay. It's not, you know, it's not, they don't do IT. They might be a plumber. They might be whatever they are, a lawyer or whatever. And I love going into a business and like the minute I walk in the door, you know, I have all these like ideas and then I got to like tone it down for a second and be like, all right, this is, you know, and plus if you overload people, they tend to run away anyways. So you got to kind of start at ground one and build it up. But I love seeing kind of that initial, like spark of like, oh, we've been so inefficient or we can do this. Or, we just met with a client that I've had for probably 6 years now. And, we're just now, they weren't really ready for like a voice over IP system, but now they're kind of like mentally ready. You know, I've just been kind of like poking them. Yeah. And so now we're kind of moving down that process of getting their network infrastructure, you know, upgraded and in par. And it's just, I love doing all that type of stuff. It's just fun to me. Yeah.
Definitely VoIPs, you know, is crucial in lockdown, isn't it?
Yeah.
People are forced into it. I've got a good example of that as well. So here in the UK, it used to be popular back. It stopped being popular probably around 15 years ago. So you used to get your milk delivered. So there would be like a milkman that would deliver your milk.
Yeah.
Anyway, due to lockdown, for some reason, a lot of people want their milk delivered again. So there was a milkman knocked at my door and he's like, you know, do you want your milk delivered? I was like, yeah, let's try it out. And he got his notepad out and he started writing down in shorthand all the things that I wanted and stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, this is exactly the same way as you think, David. It's like, you should be doing that on an iPad. You should have a form that you fill in so that you're not having to go back to the office and then type it all in or get someone else to type it in. So I was telling him this and he was just like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
That's my problem. I don't rein it in. So
yeah, it's hard to rein it in sometimes.
So you've been in business for quite some time. Now I always ask this question. If you were to start your business again, what do you think you would have you tell your younger self, or what would you have done different?
What's
the sort of biggest lesson you maybe learned?
I think a lot of kind of service professionals would say this too, is don't undervalue your time, because that is literally the biggest asset, is my time and my brain.
Yeah.
You know, anyone can install a switch, but can it be, you know, and you know, can you do it in a way that adds value to the client and that you can explain that value to the client? Because I mean, anyone can go to the local store and buy a switch and plug it in, but is it going to be the right one? Is it going to build a future capability? Can it do all this stuff? And, you know, with anything in IT, it's so out there and like this fluffy thing that people don't understand. It's, you know, really valuing my knowledge and putting like a number on it. It's hard to do, but you know,
not lowballing yourself.
Not lowballing myself. And I mean, granted, like a plumber for an example, yes, I could probably figure out how to do, you know, a simple spigot replacement on the side of the house, but I don't want to and I don't have the time, and if I do it wrong, I'm gonna flood the basement, you know.
I did something like that. That's another story about that one later.
Been there, done that.
Okay, that's really good. So because, you know, IT Rockstars, we focus on marketing, so we're really quite specific. It's marketing for IT and MSPs and cyber companies.
Yeah.
How have you grown the business over the last 10 plus years now? You know, how do you get your business?
Yeah, I would say, so we've been in business for 13 years now. And I would say the first 10 of them, I would call it accidental, to be honest with you. There was no rhyme or reason. And it was purely just like, oh, someone came to me, or it was purely like referral based, which, you know, you can grow to a certain extent, but then, you know, you start relying on those kind of like community leaders to be like sharing you within their, or with their organizations or their social groups and networks.
Yeah.
But, you know, it gets harder and harder to do that the bigger you get. And then I would say about 3 years ago, I actually started taking marketing seriously. So I've tried to grow that way. I'm not saying I'm perfect, or I don't really necessarily, I'm still learning my process, and I'm hoping I can learn a bunch off of you guys too. But I mean, the intention of marketing is happening now. The effort and the mindset's there. I'm just not, you know, fully there yet.
I'm looking at your website, and it looks really good. You've got like a chatbot in there as well. And
yeah.
Does that just go like straight to your phone if I used to type something
in? So I went into a Facebook group and I was like, hey, I'm redoing my website and I really want my content to be like professionally written. And so I reached out on there, and I truly don't even know who recommended this person, but she's actually, I think, in Scotland also. And so someone recommended this lady, and she like wrote all my kind of what I would call like my key content, kind of everything geared towards businesses. I did the home stuff still, because.
Interesting. Yes. You're gonna have to tell me her name after this, because we.
I definitely will. She did really good.
We're always looking for new writers for IT Rockstars. So.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, she did awesome. And then the chatbot goes. So it's through HubSpot is what I use for that right now, and I'm just kind of experimenting still. But it basically says, "Is this for your home or your business?" And then if you click business, you know, vice versa, and then it asks you some simple questions. I happen to close it just because we were in the interview, but normally it would pop up on my web browser with a notification, which typically I'm sitting at my computer most of the day. So
yeah.
I kind of continue it. And we do get a lot of leads from that. I'm really happy and surprised with that.
I'm actually surprised, because I've always questioned it. I remember someone telling me, I've always shied away from it, because someone said to me, you know, when was the last time you actually filled in a chatbot when you went up to a website? And I was like, yeah, you're right, I haven't, but that's me.
So, I have a theory on that though, because we're in IT, we're not going to do that because we know that it's probably just a bot. But, you know, realistically, our consumers don't realize that or don't know that. And so they're going to fill it out, assume it's a human. And then all of a sudden a human pops up and says, hey, I'm David, you know, what can I do for you?
Okay. Yeah.
And mine literally says, after you fill out this form, we'll get you to a human. And if I don't answer, it collects your email, and I just send them an email. And I've only had the website launched for a month, but I've had like 5 people fill it out, and 4 of them have responded via email, and 1 of them I was there live.
Okay.
I mean, like literally it's 100% I've talked with, and they have not closed, but you know, I've talked with them.
It asks a simple series of questions, but it's like, it's not like an AI bot or anything like that. It's going to be going to the app on your phone, and you're going to be seeing the chat. Okay.
Yeah, well, and as you can see on the homepage, it's all about being a human. That's what my company is. We're humans.
Yeah.
And so I don't want, you know, literally it says, hi, I'm a robot. I'm going to just get the simple information and I'll get you to a human.
Okay.
And I learned that very quickly in the first week, because someone like waited for me to answer, and I just happened to like walk away from my computer for, of course, that 5 minutes. And they're like, hey, are you there? Are you there? And now it says, hey, if we can't get you a human, we'll send you an email afterwards. A human will talk to you.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good advice right there, actually. Yeah.
I think it's all about setting expectations.
I have been looking at a tool called Video Ask. So it's actually used for surveys. So as opposed to just putting a survey out there, it's literally, it's a video of you asking the question. And then they can, the response can be on video, text, or audio.
Oh, cool.
This is not sponsored, but it's really cool. But they've got a web app widget as well. So you can literally have like a tiny little video down the bottom right corner where your chatbot would be. And you can click in that. And it kind of similar to a chatbot, but it's a video instead.
Yeah, it's a human. What's the name of that? I'm just curious.
Videoask.com.
Okay, cool. Make a note.
Cool. So, awesome. Okay. So I guess... From the business side of things, because you say that's kind of what really fascinates you the most.
Yeah.
Do you have any particular types of niches that you work with or industries that you work with? Sorry, niches. I forgot you're in the US, but
yeah.
Do you have anything like that? Or is it just, are you just kind of, is it just all local business that you have?
So good question. I don't really have a great answer other than I'm still discovering that, to be honest with you. I think the clients that I really like I really like professional service clients. Mm-hmm. I like those. And I also like clients that serve consumer products. One of our best clients I love everything we've done for them, obviously, because we did it, but is a country club, like a local golf country club.
Okay.
And during COVID, they've actually exploded, during the lockdown and everything, because they were able to stay open to serve food. And then now that things have kind of started to back out a little bit, and our numbers are significantly lower than what they were even 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So people are starting to come out of the hole of their house now.
Yeah.
And so golf, they're continuing that. But I really like that kind of niche. And we've been able to really serve that client really well. And I think they're underserved. And then also, professional services, plumbers, electricians, and that type of stuff I really enjoy. I mean, we have other clients, obviously, in different industries, but I'm interested in learning how I can target those. So I've been doing a lot of reading on what I can do to help connect with, those country clubs or those plumbers or, whatnot and stuff like that. So,
okay. So the way that you can do it with video is something that we talk about in the academy. It's called the dog whistle. So at the very start of your video, you mentioned that type of client. So you say, hey, if you're a plumber or you're in professional services, this video is for you. And then you go into your video. And what happens usually is if there's a plumber watching the video,
bing,
or someone that knows a plumber, yeah, their ears perk up. They're like, oh. So that's called the dog whistle approach. And you can use that in all your marketing. So you can use it just even on a post or a social post or on your website or a page in your website. That works quite well. When you're trying to sort of market to these different types of industries. So, but I think, David, I can ask you before, and I ask all my guests this, I usually ask them, what would make this interview a win for you? And I think I actually forgot to ask that question, but
yeah.
Also if there was any questions that maybe I haven't asked you that you'd maybe like to answer here. So do you have anything for us?
Yeah. Good question. I might need to think about that for a second.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. The reason I do it is it's a good opportunity if you've got something that you're trying to promote, a service or something like that, if you've got a new piece of technology that you're maybe introducing that maybe none of your competitors have. So quite often that's what pops up. A good example of that would be is someone that I know, a client, and they're actually working on it's a cloud-based system, but it's located in China. And it's so that students can access the universities here in the UK. And I thought, wow, that's an amazing idea, because a lot of these students that come here just are not coming here just now, but they're still wanting to do all of the virtual stuff. The problem they've got is the great firewall of China. So that's like a big thing. That I'm not sure if I'll be able to keep that in this edit, but it's a good example of something new, a technology that's new that's kind of come about because of lockdown.
I think honestly, my biggest need right now, and kind of what I need as a company, and just kind of what I'm looking and doing research is I'm having a hard time getting in front of the right eyeballs, and that's probably honestly everyone's issue. Or I'm just really bad at it and I truly have no idea what I'm doing. I mean, it could be that I really don't know what I don't know when it comes to that, getting in front of kind of my ideal customers.
Okay.
Or even obviously we're all virtual and connecting with people on LinkedIn and stuff like that. And I want to connect with these people, but I'm not quite sure exactly where or how or what they're associated with. Cause I truly know and I believe that if I get in front of the right people, Mm-hmm. Like, I know I can make their life easier, and I know that we can improve their technology, and I know that we can make them more efficient. Like, I know that for a fact. So now it's just getting that in front of people. And that's hard for me. I'm missing that, like, you know, the last mile when it comes to like an ISP. I'm missing that like last
I totally hear where you're coming from. And it's a similar problem as to what I had when I was doing IT, when I was in the, when I'm at MSP. And that's actually why IT Rockstars exists. So it was the biggest pain point I had was, you know, getting in front of that person, you know, once I was in front of them, it was fine. But it was just that, you know, trying to find the people. So the formula we have, IT Rockstars, it's actually really simple. So we ask, I asked you this already, is like, who are your clients and the types of businesses that you work for? And then of that client base, however big it is, look at the 20% that you've got, the best clients that you have. Now, that's not necessarily the ones that earn you the most money, but they're maybe the most fun to work for. And then what you do is you basically, you form that type of business and you go, okay, well, similar businesses like that. Try and find them on places like Google. And then you've got things like LinkedIn Sales Navigator. So you can, you can kind of niche in on a particular geography in Sales Navigator. You can go into a particular headcount in the organization and then a particular industry. And you can also use keyword search in there too. So an example of that is when I'm looking for IT business owners to connect with, quite often I'll put in some term that only IT businesses will use. So it's something like Office 365 migration. No one else is going to use that type of terminology. So the way that I do suggest it to members is, say there's an accountant that you're trying to find. Well, what would the terminology be for an accountant? It would be something like something to do with tax.
Yeah, tax or something.
And that's almost like a keyword search for Sales Navigator. And based on, once you got these filters in, so the geography, the size of the company, type of the company, and then the keyword. And then there's the other piece of this is usually it's the business owner, isn't it? It's usually that's the one that makes the IT buying decisions. That's the person that you need to speak to usually. And either they'll tell you, you know, no, go away, or oh, you should speak to such and such further down the chain of command. And it's literally just connecting with those owners of companies.
Yeah. And I've experienced that at my parents' business, where, you know, sometimes they'll, I work there and stuff. And so, you know, filter down to me or whatever from, you know, from the chain of command type of thing. But the thing that I'm missing, because I just signed up for Sales Navigator, so I'm experimenting there. And then even just going on Google Maps and being like, I'm just gonna use plumber or country club. I have like an Excel sheet where I have all the country clubs that are in within the radius that I would like to serve.
And most of them are on their LinkedIn or on their website, they'll have a LinkedIn icon. So it takes you directly to their company page.
Yeah. And then like I think I'm missing like the lead magnet type of thing just to get them connected and talking, you know, that's, I think where I'm missing probably a little bit. It's that.
Yeah. Well, my suggestion is just to connect with them. Because once you start doing that, they're going to start seeing your videos in the timeline. And then from that, then there's some steps that you can do. But I don't want to bore you too much.
Yeah, go sign up.
Okay, David, I think we're going to leave it there then.
Perfect.
If there's no other questions that I've maybe forgotten to ask or you'd like me to ask. No,
this has been wonderful. Thank you for having me. I love talking about the business and the marketing and everything. So it's good fun.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it's been great to have you on the show. I look forward to seeing more of your videos pop up in my LinkedIn timeline and wherever you might be. I'll have to start following you on YouTube as well, eventually on YouTube and Facebook.
Yep.
great to have you on the show. And folks, if you're not ready, I'll mention my book once again. It's called Video Marketing for MSPs. It's my experience of marketing over the last 2 years. I'm going live to camera almost every day. Definitely worth it. You can find that on Amazon. Take it easy, folks. Catch you in the next show. Bye. If you've enjoyed today's episode of IT Rockstars, we invite you to check out itrockstars.net. IT Rockstars is the essential resource to boost your MSP marketing efforts. Every month, you'll gain access to 4 premium white label articles, specifically crafted to attract high quality leads. Use this content on your blog, LinkedIn, and email. We'll show you how to generate MSP B2B leads for your IT service business. We can only offer this service to one IT company per area. So sign up today and lock your competitors out.